You're listening to Saki and Jokes with Nori Davis, brought to you by Benz Media Group, amplifying the voices you want to hear.
Welcome to the official Nori podcast, Jokes and Saki with Nori Davis and DJ Ace.
You.
We out here, man. Saki and Jokes, man. Let's get our Saki. That's first up. Boom, boom, boom. Ooh, I'm spilling it. That ain't good.
Don't spill that Saki, bro.
Bam.
Ooh, hit him.
Ooh, did you hear that cheer? Let's go. Supposed to sip it?
Sip it or shot it? I don't know how this shit gonna work.
I shot it. I think I need a shot.
But, nigga, this bird bath.
Right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Mm. Let's sip it. Let me pour a little bit more. That's good right there.
Well, it's just smooth.
It's smooth, right? This podcast is brought to you by Saki. Not no other brand. We just cop some Saki. That's what we love to drink. And vibe out to, man.
Saki's the pay that pays, eh?
Just plug, I hope you got the new fifth album by Nori Davis. That is me, called Nori. That is Nori in Japanese lettering. Comes with a free comic book. Boom, boom, boom. And we're going to bust down the album, man. DJ Ace was there the whole time.
Yeah.
You were DJ. We did that March what? When did we record? March 25th?
March 25th, yep.
March 25th, two shows. One show was 9. One show was 11.
Nigga.
Yeah.
That 11 o'clock show?
Woo! That 11 o'clock show is on here. We're going to talk about that, but that'll be like later episodes. This is the first episode. We're going to bust down the first three tracks. We got, here we go. We got Nori, Greater Than Nori. That's the skit. Damn. And you, which was also engineered by my boy DJ Ace.
Bow, we don't miss.
And we had Kristen Dodson from Flatbush Misdemeanors.
Fire.
As Nina.
Yep.
And I played Nori and Nori Davis. It was a parody of Steve Urkel turning into Stefan, which I'm such a fan of. So, you know, just had 90 nostalgia. And I always write out the vision and you're like, oh, okay, this is what we're doing.
I'm with it. Like, I'm with this Saki. You know I'm an alcoholic, right? So I'm just going to keep drinking this shit.
I mean, that's why we're here for it. Drink it up, baby. Shit.
Mm-hmm. No, we got shit to do.
Saki and Jokes, baby.
Let's do it.
We got kids out here.
Pour another one up for the kids, man.
Millennial
parents.
Shout out to the millennial parents out there doing it.
Facts.
You know, we pouring this Saki for you.
Whew.
And hopefully you can enjoy some of my jokes. Cheers.
Saki's for you.
Boom. So, yeah, man. That skit was so funny to put together. It was like, I was like watching Family Matters on. Have you been watching, it's not a reboot, but they put the episodes of Family Matters. I think it's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
I'm not sure. It's either Hulu or Amazon or no. What is it on? I think it's Hulu because back then I didn't have the premium, so right. I had to sit through the commercials.
Do you know
how long that takes?
Them commercials. God.
Like, they make you feel like, yeah, you're poor.
This like, is just a reminder.
This is what you get. And they make the commercials louder.
This nigga poor. Everybody here. The whole block here.
The whole block here. Like, it's banging in my room. Bounty. You need you a towel to wipe up your poor ass situation? Bounty. And then right back to Steve Urkel, mad low. And you got to turn the volume up.
Fucking up the level.
Man, I'm glad I got, like, a little bit more level up.
Yeah,
shit. I don't have to do like, I can be on premium.
Thank God for a paycheck.
Yo, shout out to a paycheck. So my fifth album, Nori, is out right now. Everybody, please go get that. Listen to it. My Bandcamp, really support my Bandcamp because Spotify, they still fight right now. It should be available on Spotify, but I don't know about that war. It's going down. Like, I told you about that, right?
Cold War. What's going on?
With Spotify and everything?
Let the people know what's happening.
Oh, man. All right. So, like, yeah, this third-party group feels like comedians should get copyright laws and get extra money, residuals, for being a writer.
Agreed.
And a performer.
Yeah.
Right?
Makes sense.
No doubt. It makes sense. And I wasn't with the movement because, like, I'm getting money. I'm good. I'm fine. Leave me alone. Right? But then, a lot of comedians signed on, and then they started storming The Capitol.
They stole on Spotify.
They stole Spotify and Pandora. And you know what them big niggas said? Everybody get the fuck off my lawn.
God.
Everybody.
They came through the flamethrower.
Everybody. Yes. They came through. Aired it out. Even me. I was even there.
Innocent bystander.
I'm just walking down the block. Pop. Ah! What happened? All your apples are gone. So my whole discography is gone.
Damn.
As of May, the end of May, we're recording this. If you're listening to this episode, it's probably June 1st. So, oof. Yeah. Hopefully, my albums are back on my label, Blind Medicine. Shout out to Blind Medicine, the gang, gang, gang.
Gang, gang, gang.
We're working on that. But, yeah, man. My whole resume is wiped. Because Spotify's like, we ain't paying none of y'all niggas.
He been Men in Black.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are you?
Oh, straight Men in Black. Damn, none of my albums on there. I ain't nigga, do nothing.
Nigga, you still a school teacher. What are you talking about? They changed your whole career. But
no. That shit is sad. I ain't gonna hold you for the last 2 months. I've been watching that. That shit is sad. Like, fuck, my whole work. Like, imagine everything you working with, there's some type of residue with it. Like, there's a link to everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you go to the link to my stuff,
your ass beat. Like, there's a link to that.
Yeah, if you're getting your ass beat, you're getting a viral moment, there's a link to that. Like, yeah, there will always be a link to the slap. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
a fact.
There's a link to that.
That's a fact.
It's embedded in history. My daughter... If she have kids, their kids' kids. Links don't die, bro.
They live on. Links live on.
They live on.
Who's links running the links?
Yeah, right. Who's running that part of the matrix? Just keeping the links going?
What server is that? Yeah, can right? I get on that server?
Page found. You know, sometimes there's page not found. That page is found. It's right over here.
It's those embarrassing shit that they keep on file.
Oh, man. They keep all that shit. Like,
damn.
Shakresha, shout out to her, man. I hope she's doing all right.
Oh, man, remember her?
Jesus. Yes, I do.
That was shorty off the bus?
Yeah, nah, I was in the backyard. Just caught the...
Oh, yes, that's the original.
The OG.
OG, jeez.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of glad, like, World Star Hip Hop's not as popular anymore.
Yeah, because now everybody can do it now. I kind of wish it was just one place.
Yeah.
Now it's not. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Like, it's on Twitter now. I see a lot on Twitter. I mean, Twitter is like millennials, CNN. Yeah. That's our CNN right there.
Right.
Our parents still watch Fox News.
Facebook. They get all that virus
shit. Like, yeah, I saw like another stand-up special out by Bill Maher. I'm like, who's watching this nigga?
You know who.
And then I come over my dad's house. This nigga sit up there watching this white man. I said, oh, shit, bro.
This shit don't stop. Can it be a patient high five?
Is it? It's my own kin family. Damn.
It be your own family sometimes.
It do. People keep forgetting, man. All them baby boomers, they are alive and well.
Oh, wow.
And very happy to survive COVID. So they like, we going to watch all the toxic shit. And we got all the money. And we got the land. Fuck you, young kids.
They keep winning.
Yeah, I knew more soccer for that.
One more shot for the soccer.
So God yeah, that skit in the beginning is the first track off the album.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, inspired by Family Matters. And then we went on a tangent. That's basically how this podcast will go. So don't think there's any structure. We got any games.
Fuck all that.
There ain't no Pandora. There's no Patreon. This is just two niggas. You hear Omar giggling and me joking.
That's, nigga, we free.
We free, bro. Jokes and sake. I just wanted to be a very simple podcast. Remember podcast back in, I don't know, 2010? Is that when they started? I don't know when they started.
Maybe 1984.
That's what we're doing. That's what I wanted to do. I just want a basic, nice little podcast you listen to, take a break from your reality.
That's it.
Get a little laughing.
Sounds good.
And go about your day. So then the second track, right? We got World War III.
But I like what you dub World War III. The acronyms, I should say.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Oh, yeah. WWW3. So, White World War. Bang. Yes.
Because it is their war. It ain't our war.
It is not our war. And we're paying for it.
Yes. That's what I'm kind of tight about.
I mean, in Brooklyn, man, I see all like the Ukraine flags and... Don't your car got the sticker? You got the Ukraine sticker?
No, remember we spoke to Khalil about this? It's the equality sticker.
Oh, equality. You're right.
Equality for humanity.
Khalil's my brother, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, all right, yeah. But it's given
Blue and yellow. Blue and yellow vibe. That blue and yellow. No, there's two yellow lines. It's not blue and yellow.
Oh, it's the humanity one?
Yeah, it's the equal sign.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm not saying you can't not be against it. I'm just saying.
I mean, but you know what's so funny? Because niggas saying support Ukraine, but that shit's still going on.
Yeah, it is still going on. And Biden sent more money over there.
More money.
And if you heard the joke on the album, I'm going to pour some more sake.
Pull it up, man. Pull it up.
I think we're going to need a lot
nigga,
more.
Nigga, we're going to get looped in.
Yo, sake. Yo, shout out, man. This shit's Japanese smooth. Culture, man. Sponsor us. Lori Davis, I'm out here.
I like it.
Yeah, man. So, the White World War 3. Mm-hmm. And basically in that joke, I just give a solution to like, bro, this is how we fix it.
With the sake?
No, not with the sake.
Oh, sorry.
Don't mind us, man. We drinking sake and we talking shit. I mean,
niggas got no manners.
None, man. Yeah, just cut the thought off.
What we doing?
It's great. I want people to feel like they're here with us, you know. That's just it. Enjoying it. So, yeah, it's the White World War. So, I give a solution because, out the gate, I'm not a Democrat, Republican. I'm an Aries, nigga. Like,
facts.
That's all I know. All I know is action.
Nigga, about that action.
And everybody just talking.
What we doing?
What we doing? Where we going? Did you hit the direction button on the Google Map? Hit directions. And hit start. Niggas be looking at the Waze directions, like, which route to take. Fuck a route, nigga. I'm Aries all day. I'm like, go.
Let's go.
Let's go and fuck all the warnings of, oh, this route might have some traffic. Nigga, go. Let's just go.
But that's how you really live, though.
That's how I live my life. Yo, you.
It ain't a lot. No cap.
You know me, man. Give him an example. Like me, I'm all about action. Like, I don't.
Head first. Nigga, head first on everything.
Yeah, we've been best friends since like, what, 13, 14 years old? Bro.
Bro. But I mean, my nigga straight, you know, like I'm out here drawing up the blueprint and this nigga's already on the field. What?
Gone.
Get you.
Yep.
Nigga's already on the battlefield.
You like, was drawing the blueprint. But I saw the initial line. I knew where you was going.
I'm like, no, my nigga.
I knew you was going. I think I got it.
We gonna strike at dawn. This nigga already fighting at night.
Me out.
Nigga, charge! I said dawn. By himself.
You waking up. Wait, what? Charge, DJ Ace, charge. Bro, I'm out. Yeah. This so. Oh, man. And the joke, yeah, just give a solution where it's just like Putin would stop all that noise if we just release his mans, Trump. Trump's is his mans.
Facts.
I don't hear nothing but Trump, man. Trump quiet. They everybody kept him quiet. I'm like, let that nigga talk. Talk to Putin. And so like he can let Putin come to the, I don't know, to the gala, Met Gala. He just want to feel included. That nigga's sad, bro. Them dictator white niggas are sad. Like, I'd rather be poor and have friends and love than have all the money and all the power and just by yourself. That nigga look lonely as fuck when you see pictures of Putin or I see pictures of Trump. Them niggas are sad as fuck.
So that's what it's all about, niggas not getting invited to the Met Gala?
It's about them niggas not being loved. That's it.
Bigger point.
A bigger one, but yeah, if they get invited to the Met Gala, maybe this war will be over. But you know, it's all fighting for resources. Get the invite. Yeah. Because like, you bust me down. So that's what, like, DJ Ace will bust me down with the facts of what's happening. And then my ignorant comic brain will like churn it in and make it something simple and funny. And we laugh at it. So that's my process. So like, you're telling me, yeah, they have resources over, right? Doesn't Ukraine?
Putin has oil.
Okay.
That's what he has. That's why he's
able
to.
He got our oil that we need. He got our gas. And he got the Infamil. He got everything. And so America got to play nice.
They got Infamil.
They got
the formula.
Damn.
Literally,
they got the formula.
They got the blueprints. But you remember when they was going to sanction him, like Netflix pulled up and said, no more Netflix.
Yeah.
No more McDonald's.
Yes. Putin did that to Russia, right?
Nah, America did that to Putin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like all like Netflix.
Oh, any American
shows.
Yeah,
they said, yo, we're not fucking with you. And I really thought, yeah, that was going to be it. But nigga, we were 3 months into this shit now. Yeah. We still. Putin don't give a fuck.
Yeah, because let Trump go. He want Trump. He want his man's back. And if
who's that, Professor X?
Yes. Professor X and Eric. Like, that's their relationship. Professor X and Magneto. And just like every time Magneto start tripping, Charles put up like, Eric, stop. Stop. No, Charles. And that's basically the whole relationship. And Professor X got the code. He got the code to shut Magneto down. That's why Magneto put the helmet on. He fly away like, man, I can't be fucking with this nigga. Because he got my number.
When you said that joke at the recording, I lost it. Yeah. I fucking lost it.
Yeah, man, we wrote He's that.
Like, Eric, stop. Eric. Eric,
stop. Stop. I love jokes. I love my jokes. I love all of the jokes. People, if you're listening right now, definitely hit us up on It's a Vibe Comedy at Gmail and let us know what jokes did you like. One of my jokes or a joke that you heard from another comedian, and we can get on the podcast and we can talk about it. Love jokes. Jokes and sake. Let us know what is your favorite kind of sake. That's so we can try it.
Cheers to that. Boom. Boom.
That's the only call to action I'm doing. And listen to my album, all right? I'm not doing no Patreon. I'm not doing none of that.
Once again.
Once again.
You ain't got this like, is, you ain't got subscribe. Yeah. None of that
You
shit.
Ain't got like, you ain't got subscribe. You, I mean, you can tell your friends, you can share it. You know, share it with your friends and hit the follow. Or you want to be selfish. Sometimes niggas want to be selfish.
And it's okay.
Yeah. It's okay. Okay. I do see that in captions like, share. It's like, this shit for me, nigga. Fuck it. And that brings us to our next subject, dictators, right? That's what they're doing too. They don't want to share. Putin is like, I ain't sharing none of this shit, nigga.
All this oil is mine.
Oh, so there's no other places we can frack? Pennsylvania gone? Pennsylvania all tapped out?
I think Alaska got some land that we can hit up.
Well, first, don't say we. It ain't us.
You're right. Because they not sharing. They not sharing. Not with all. Us.
I swear, America, I feel like I'm just in like a halfway house or some shit. Like, America feel like, yeah, a halfway house or like a rehab center. And I can't get back to Africa because it costs too much money.
Facts.
And I don't know nobody in Paris. That's my family down south in here. Like, we in this land.
Niggas not in Paris?
We not. Niggas is not in Paris.
That was a whole lot.
That was a whole lot. That wasn't. Can you see that? Like, yeah, we were free from the slavery. And as a people, we fought against that shit. America's like, all right, y'all. All right, we was tripping. Like, but they didn't apologize. They said, we was tripping. And we'll figure out another way, niggas. We'll be back. And they put it into the workforce where, you know, minimum wage is still like what, $6-7, and
it don't matter because their whole thing is how can we get this shit for free? Like, they want to get this damn near for nothing.
There's the baseline. I was looking for it. You found it. How we get this shit for free? That's all right, it. All right. We can't use you as property. We get it.
Okay.
Black people, we like, stop using us as fucking property, nigga. We're not your fucking property. All right. Whatever. You're free. And then like a whole Juneteenth, they ain't even telling niggas.
Wait, when did we learn about that shit? In 2020?
Yeah, 2020.
Juneteenth.
Yeah, I kind of knew it like a couple years before because I did come up through public school and then went to school in Pratt. Mm-hmm. And I mean, yeah, where'd you go?
I was on Rome. Like, what happened? Wait, where to go? Where am I going?
The Saki Hitler. Saki Hitler. What college did you go to, bro?
Oh, that was SUNY Purges and Pace University.
So that, yeah, did you learn anything about Juneteenth?
I ain't learned shit at that. What you talking about?
We had no
in that hippie ass school.
Oh, so critical race theory was predominant in it?
Critical race theory. You know why people get scared when they hear that shit. Ain't no critical race theory.
See, they was already on it. Wasn't even teaching us about that history. But black people know how we learn our history. We learn it from our family. Like, you know, they start with, you know, the blah, 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 blah.
I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you what happened.
Tell us.
Yeah, you know, or I'll tell you.
Auntie, tell us what happened.
Exactly. Yep. So, yeah, I learned Juneteenth pretty, like, late in life. And then to realize, like, wow, niggas wasn't even free. So, I mean, that's the whole patriarchy.
But my nigga, though, can you picture like niggas is really on the plantation and the other niggas want to be like, you know, we've been free since when? Like,
since when? Yeah, bro, we've been free. Y'all niggas still working out here? Oh, man. You better go talk to y'all master real quick. Like that. They turn around. Yo, master, we free? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Geraldine. Yeah, y'all been free. Y'all want to go? Yeah, we want to go, motherfucker.
Yo, the master was eating the telegrams. Like,
yeah.
Them niggas ain't free.
Yeah, oh, he ate the telegram. Oh, shit.
He read that shit. As of, the niggas are free. Let them go.
You think it was a telegram? Yeah, I bet that shit was on the radio. He turned it low. And Negroes are... He turned that shit low. Master, you need any more rice? No, I'm good. Thank you. And white people want to keep running from that shit.
Yo.
They want to run from it. No one the motherfucker did that.
This shit wild, my nigga.
So Juneteenth. Oh, did you know there's, I saw there's a Juneteenth ice cream coming out? I think it's strawberry cheesecake.
No. No.
I don't know.
Wait. Are we getting the proceeds from it? What's happening?
Hell no.
Oh, well, then fuck it then. Yeah, I don't give a shit.
All right, man. You're right.
I believe.
I like the flavor choice.
You know, it is
strawberry cheesecake.
It is fire. But I think every black person should get a quarter.
You're right.
At least.
We ain't getting nothing.
From all the proceeds.
Look, man. Facts is Trump gave us money. But he gave everybody money.
But it's only taking all that shit back, though.
Oh, they want it back in blood. Oh, man. I hope y'all doing all right with that inflation out there, man. I hope, you know, try to budget as much as you can because this is going to be a wild one.
Buckle up.
Buckle up because the war is still going on right now.
Facts.
And that's why I had to talk about it in the album. And then when I recorded, like, that was the beginning of the war.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's winning?
I don't know what the score is.
Is there any score?
I don't.
You can't check ESPN? And check. Because, like, during COVID, they gave us the body count all the time.
You right.
So this war happened with the body count. Because I watched Wonder Woman.
You right.
I saw the body count.
You right.
Or I saw Durkin, that fucking army shit. I saw the body count.
Wow.
Vietnam, there was a body count. Where the body count? Are people literally dying? Or what are we doing? They fighting? They tussling? They playing hockey? What they doing?
What's the score? Is it overtime? When is it going to end?
I saw where, you know, with my mom on the news, they had a good question. I don't know when it's going to end. But at second, some American troops are over there helping Ukraine.
Oh, they secretly over? Because yeah, I didn't even know there was
over
there.
You know the niggas that went to the army, like, and they done? They not done. Like, how could you have all this Call of Duty information, Call of Duty type learning lessons, and just what? Take your kid to the park? Nigga, right. I want to kill something.
I've been itching.
I'm trained to kill.
You right.
So them niggas is like, let's go.
Niggas heard the word war, and I was like, I...
It's just something about Call of Duty ain't got that itch for them. They need that real behind that ear itch.
Combat. Like, niggas almost got the ear shot off. Yes. Like, they need shit like this.
So there's Americans over there, Black Ops, whatever their platoon, or whatever you call them, they over there helping Ukraine. And again, on this podcast, we asking, what's the score?
Please email us if you know
email
the score.
Email us if you know the score. It's a vibe comedy at Gmail. You're listening to Saki and Jokes with Nori Davis and DJ Ace. Listen to my fifth stand-up comedy album, Nori, available on every streaming platforms. And if you want it on Bandcamp, you can get the exclusive comic book. It comes with a free comic book.
Yeah,
I don't know what the score is. But all I know is, yeah, they got oil and they got Infamil.
When they gonna send that shit over?
When they gonna send that shit over?
That shit coming. Yeah, I think that shit's coming by chopper, I believe.
Damn, you can't even tell the baby to wait. Right?
It's coming, baby. Hold on.
Like, tell the baby, like, wait. Babies don't, they just amoeba little worms. Because we both got two daughters.
Yes.
Well, like, I got one, he got one. I don't want to say we got two daughters each. Not each.
They're going to spread that rumor.
Yeah, right? Goddamn. Don't spread that. Oh, man. So, yeah, when they were babies, woo. That was just keep it alive.
Yeah. Woo. And that's a task.
So I know as a parent, that's stressful. And I saw that article too of a woman she tried to steal some and went through a high speed chase and got killed.
Sad. Well, the baby died in the car crash.
Yeah. Ain't no baby. No newborn surviving that. And it's just like, as a police officer, man, you got to know what the vibe is, man. Just put the money on it and then be like, talk to the parent later. But.
Bro, like the fact that they're stealing formula.
Yeah.
That should, like, they're stealing formula to feed their kid. They're not stealing it to go, you know what I mean? To, like, sell this shit or whatever. Like, I got a few. Like, the kid was in the car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Where's the empathy at? There's no empathy in capitalism. So I feel like, man, if I was mayor or president or even dictator, it's like, if niggas are stealing, what's the items?
Yeah.
I want to see the items. Now, if they stealing PlayStations and shit, cut that goddamn hand off. You ain't gonna have, now you ain't playing no game. First of all, you can tell I'm a very bloody dictator now. I'm cutting hands off. What era am I from?
What game? Now you will play no more games. Yep.
First of all, don't put me in charge because I want to cut hands off. I just realized that. That just came out of my mouth.
Put your hand on.
Yeah, put your hand on. What am I, Aladdin? What is this, Aladdin?
Arabian Nights.
Oh my God. So I'm cutting hands off. But if your items have like things for your family, like Enfamil, Gerber, diapers, stuff like that, it's just like, all right, I put money on that. Let it go. Give some type of empathy, please. Something. Corporate act like they ain't got it.
And they have all of it.
They have all of
the
it.
Whole goddamn
There's
thing.
No reason for a baby to die, especially a black baby to die. But, you know, like again, when I'm with my mom watching the news, it's just trauma porn.
Bro,
it's like
just one point in
life. Bad news again. Point in life, more bad news.
Come back at 11 for
bad news. Here comes the weather. It's hot, nigga. Bad news.
I got bad news, nigga. It's hot.
Here come the Lotto numbers. Guess what? You lost, nigga. Bad news. Say bad news all the goddamn time, man. Fuck, bro. Oh man, so World War. Oh, White World War III. That's the second track on the album. And then we'll do the last track, Just Survive. Yeah. Yeah, I was in Hurricane Ida.
Get your old ass together. Yes, Just Survive. Yes, that's the yes. Yeah, so that's part borderline climate change for me.
Yeah.
That's why I call it.
Exactly. Okay. Climate change. Yeah, but we can get a little sample of it and then we'll start later, but yeah, man. Just Survive. Hurricane Ida. Like, that's a true story. Like, I was literally talking to DJ Ace in the car while I was in the storm driving. The winds is blowing. The rain. You know it's bad when the rain is coming in horizontal. It's not even, it's coming in horizontal, bro.
No. I'll bring you back even more.
Okay.
Because I knew it was crazy out there. And I'm like, woo, I'm so glad none of my niggas is out here. And then this nigga calls me. It's like,
oh, guess who out here? Yo, guess who live from the fucking hurricane state?
This nigga.
Hurricane either me out here dancing, nigga.
Like mad warnings, get your ass home. Everybody stay home. This nigga's in the club performing.
Yeah, man, I got a problem. And I'm not going to name that club no more, but I'm not going to play there no more. Because it's just like, there's no need, man. I know how to get the jokes going. I need to slow down, bro. I'm just out here, like, danger.
But my nigga, wasn't the club flooding out, though?
Yes, the club was flooding. Yeah, so while I was on stage. All right, so yeah, this is true. I'm in the Upper West Side. We'll name the comedy club that I'm performing at. The water is rushing down the steps and
wild.
The stage is right here. Mm-hmm. The stage is right in front. Like I'm on the stage. All right. And then the entrance is next to the stage. So you see a gush of water pouring in and they flashing a light to me like, get the fuck off the stage. We got the go.
Well, you thought it was like your time was up. Like,
yeah. Thought they really wanted me. I was killing it.
You're like, oh, is my set done? Like, so, the world is done.
Yeah, the world is done, bro. Like, we're about to drown. Like, I was killing the Titanic. So you already know how I am on Titanic. If I'm still performing, like, nigga, these jokes is going to, I'm going down.
Now, I'll keep going.
Ain't that crazy? Water at your feet, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man.
Run it up.
Black women, put your hair up because you about to get soaked. Fam, I will keep performing. So I'm like, yo, I gotta get the fuck out of here. So I get out of there. I run to my car. I have my boots. Shits is like up to my ankles. So I'm like, you know, doing that hop run, like poof, 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 like you try tippy toeing, kind of walking on water on some Jesus shit. What's that video you ever see a frog running on water? I'm like, I'm doing that to my car. Ding, 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 ding. Right. So I get to my car and it's just a river gushing by my car. And it took me Why are you laughing at my death? I almost could have died. And you're dying laughing. I feel
well, the fact that you're still here, so it's okay.
You're right. I am here.
It's okay. Scary in the moment.
What's that song by Tisha Campbell? I'm still here. I'm still here.
Nigga, I can't.
Here.
No. I can't.
Anyway, Saki. So I get to the car and then, man, every hill, every dump was flooded, bro. Everything was flooded, so couldn't really find anything. I found the navigating way through Upper East Side, kind of by Harlem area, and then I went over a bridge and the water coming is sour, and I'm talking, oh, and then right there, the Bronx River. Ooh. Ooh. Glad I went to the higher ground, because if I would have went low, that's it. My car would have been emerged. I would have been emerged with it, and then that's it. God so damn. I went. I have something told me to go up. Some energy, universe, something. Where like, nah, you got to live to tell the story.
Yeah.
So go up.
Thank God. Oof, take me higher.
But I had to go through a pool. And so when I say like I was holding my breath, I give a shout out to my car. That nigga held his breath the whole time. It did. And the water was up to the driver window, bro. It was up there and like over the hood. And it just drank that water and let it go.
Nah, but first of all, you gotta finish till the rest of the story. Like there was like three other cars with you.
Oh yeah, you're right. There were three other cars in front of me, and they went in there. Well, one was a truck, and one was another Toyota Civic, Celica. Toyota, mm-hmm. It's a Honda Civic. Toyota Celica.
Damn, they still make those.
Matter of fact, not Celica, excuse me, Corolla.
Oh,
it was a Corolla. And that motherfucker, woo, I don't know if it made it or not. I think it did. I think it did make it, but that shit was like almost immersed, like dipping his head in water and coming back up.
Didn't you say you saw the headlights and then didn't see them?
Yeah, I saw the headlights. Oh, yeah. All right, so that's what happened. Okay, I went up. That Toyota Corolla went straight.
Oh, he didn't go up with
you? Yeah, he didn't go up. He went into the abyss, and I don't know what happened to that car. Yeah, he was gone. Or she, I don't know what the gender was, whoever was driving that car, but I hope they made it. But people did die that day, though.
That's a fact.
People not really, yeah, unfortunately, people not realizing, like, people did die, like, just, like, basement-level apartments, oof, you know, or mudslides. Like, people were just locked in there and drowned. So, it was sad. But I went up, all that water, whew, my car drank that shit. Spit it out, and then I made it, and I just kept high ground until I got home, made it back. Whew. Yeah, man, that was very scary to seeing your car emerge. And also, there was another car that looked just like my car, and it was in the pool, the middle of the pool.
Just stuck there.
Because I got a four-door. He had a coupe. Oh. He had the two-door one, and so it was a little bit more lower than my car, and emerged. And I don't think he was, or she was, or whoever they were in there, but that shit was scary, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. We not built for this shit.
Cars ain't built for that. That's shit. That's what I'm saying. Like, this shit ain't boats.
Our cars are not built for it. So again, like living real life.
Yeah.
None of our cars are built for climate change. And so that's where that came from after that experience. And usually when a tragic event happens with me. It's always me. I'm the action nigga. DJ A's, he the Pisces chilling nigga. He just chilling in his pool, just swimming. That's all he's doing.
Going with the flow.
I'm out here in these streets.
This fucking Ram over here. Just doing Ram shit all
just
day.
Just ramming shit. On top of my mountain, on the bottom of it, in the water. Then calling him like, yo, guess what happened? He's like, I bet I know what happened. Yeah. You didn't sit down.
You stuck somewhere, nigga.
Stuck somewhere, fucker. So, I went to, got there. And yeah, that's how the jokes usually, the process is made. Like, I usually call him and tell him what's happening. Then we just start giggling and fucking coming up with tags and shit. It's just, it's a natural progression on how that joke was made. But, like, The bottom line in this album or even anything in my stand up, we can't make this shit up.
Oh, that is a fucking fact.
So if there's something you heard and like, yeah, you can ask me. Like, oh, did that really happen? Like, yes, that did happen.
I'll verify.
I embellish it. Yeah, and DJ Ace will verify the details of what happened. But to make it a joke form for audiences to laugh at, yeah, that shit happened.
And sometimes it's not even embellishment. That's just crazy. That's how crazy this nigga is. Yeah, like, he's just true. A wild one.
Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to give myself some imagination. So, like, I'm not that reckless. And he's like, no, you're
a wild nigga. Like,
you're a wild nigga.
This nigga wild.
Yeah, because yesterday was actually the first day I got the rest. Ever since I shot a pilot for HBO and then went to LA for Netflix comedy festival. And then by my mom, stage 4 cancer. Shout out to Jackie Baker. Love you, girl. Facts. Keep fighting. And then, yeah, dealing with her in the hospitals and got her into another hospital now where she's comfortable and chill. But like, that was all like in a 2-3 week span. I have not like sat the fuck down. Just rest.
Where's the cap at? Right. Who's capping? I told you he's a wild nigga. What do you, like, what, you think I'm capping over here? Like, this nigga crazy. Like, I don't. And homeschooling your daughter, too.
Oh, let's not forget about that. Forgot about the homeschooling your daughter and doing her hair. Because these biracial kids is out here confused as fuck.
Shit don't
stop. Shout out to the biracial people out here that just don't know what side they on. and don't got the parent to help you.
Ball up.
You just out here. One-on-one balling.
Keep balling.
If I was your black father, I would try to help. I would try to help you. I'm trying to help my daughter to ball on the black side as much as possible. But you know, she live in the white side. So it's only so much I can help her with.
Baby, I don't know that side. I can't help
you. Yeah, I don't know that side. I don't know that side. I mean, I know of it. But I'm telling you, this side, this is why you're having these problems. Because on that side, you ain't getting no lotion. You ain't getting your hair did. You're not getting seasoning. There's a couple things you're missing on that side. Now, I get there's the interracial couples that like live together, that are married. This now, that's the way it should be. But that's not what the happy world is. This ain't Disney World, nigga. This, okay? Like, there's people out here that just fuck, had an oopsie daisy. And then kept going. And now you got a co-parent and figure it out how, like, you know, the child can get the best of both worlds.
Right. But we got to
no
save that.
No pun intended.
We got to save that for her.
Okay. That's right. We got to save it for, like, another episode. So, yeah, definitely listen to Nori. My fifth stand-up comedy album is available on streaming platforms. If you pre-order or order it on my Bandcamp, you get a free comic book with it. And that's the only place you can get it. You can't get this comic book on no goddamn Spotify. You can't get on no Pandora. You can't get on no Amazon. You can't get on no Apple Music. You can only get on my Bandcamp. So definitely hit that and get your copy of this comic book. It's fire. Hit me up on Instagram at Nori Davis. If you have any of the jokes or any sake recommendations, hit us up at It's A Vibe Comedy. It's A Vibe Comedy at Gmail. Let us know what your favorite jokes are, what your favorite kind of sake is. Facts. And I'm Nori Davis, and DJ Ace, let them know where you at.
Yeah, you can hit me up on Insta at DJ Ace333. That's where I'll be at. And if I'm not here, then I'm out there in the club spinning the tunes. You know how we do. And so be it.
Yeah. We did that. So just share this shit, you know, and let me know what you think on the comments. Like, you could just go comment on an old Instagram post if you want. I'm not going to have, like, no page or no review. And, like, I don't give a fuck, bro. I just want no to come frills. Up here and just talk shit with my nigga.
Real niggas
and
only.
And give y'all some more cool artistic content to indulge. Give you a break from reality. And that's it. That's DJ Ace. I'm Nori Davis. Thank you for listening to the first episode of Sake and Jokes with Nori Davis and DJ Ace. God bless. Love you, man. And go with love. Peace.
Peace.
Saki!
You're listening to Saki and Jokes, brought to you by Benz Media Group. amplifying the voices you want to hear.